This audio is presented by Hacker Noon, where anyone can learn anything about any technology. A guide on how to host your own Git server with Raspberry Pi, by Marital Wada. Hosting your own Git server can be a fun learning experience used to understand the ins and outs of what goes into maintaining a codebase in private environments. You can set up a working private Git server in no time following the guide if you have a Raspberry Pi handy. Tip: you can also set up on VM or AWS machines or any hosting service with Linux. Note: this guide just shows the basic setup, security mechanisms regarding user privileges, and committing restrictions that still need to be set up but are beyond the scope of this article. Let's get going, shall we? Step 1. Setting up a new user to handle Git repositories for security purposes and ease of use. I'll be setting up SSH keys for authentication BW server and clients over the network. Log into your existing Pi user in Raspberry Pi and set up a new user for your Git server. I'll name my user and will be referring to it for the rest of the article. The above command adds a new user. S denotes shell to be used and M denotes to create the home directory. Give the password to your new user. Fill in the password of your choice and change user to git and cd into git's home directory. Fill in the password. Smiley face, and then type to go to git's home directory. Step 2. Setting up SSH key authentication for git from your client machine, SSH into Git to verify that you can remotely log in into the user. If you have default port 22 set and user is set to active, you'll be prompted for the password and log in. Enter the creds and you'll be logged into Git user in your Raspberry Pi. Open new terminal tab, and do the following on the client machine. Follow the steps. Give a unique name to key and add a password if you wish. After the keys have been set up, send your identification pub key to the server try logging into Git user. If you're still prompted to log in with a password then, info if you were logged in passwordless, then you can ignore the above command. Step 3. Setting up repositories Raspberry Pi within your Raspberry Pi logged in as Git, make a directory to store all Git repositories, I named mine. Within SRV, create a directory for the project you want to manage ending with .git. This is because .git helps Linux differentiate BW standard directories and Git managed repositories. I named mine and will be referring to it from now on. Initialize bare repository. Bare is needed because remote repositories need to keep track of changes and not have working trees. Local machine go to your project directory and initialize Git repository. Add a file and do the initial commit. Add a remote address to your Git repository. Add the address of your remote repository after push to the remote server. That concludes setting up repositories for pushing code. Smiley face. Testing the pushed code by cloning on the client machine. Go to a different directory than your project and clone the remote repository. And you'll encounter this error. To fix it, go to your remote machine and modify file in the Git server. Original contents of say. And change master to main. You can do so by simply editing files using your favorite editor, Nano, Vim, Emacs, or any other of your choice. Delete your earlier cloned repo, and clone a new one and you'll get all the files you need. Now, you're truly set up with a local remote repository of your own. Have fun managing code with your buddies, roommates. All the best. Plus one. Thank you for listening to this HackerNoon story, read by Artificial Intelligence. Visit HackerNoon.com to read, write, learn, and publish.